Two coats were before me, an old and a new. I could have either, so what must I do? One coat was earthly and tattered and torn. The other, a new one that had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. The first coat was filthy, all tattered and torn. My friends, I had worn it ever since I'd been born. Why wear it any longer? Just bid it adieu and put on this new coat Christ offers to you. The first man was earthly and made from the ground. We bear his image the whole world around. The next was my Savior from heaven so fair. He gave me this new coat you now see me wear. I tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off this old coat and I put on the new. Well, this new coat just fits me and keeps me so warm. Well, it's good in the winter and it's good in the storm. My Savior has dressed me in garments so rare. He fills me with glory, his image I bear. Sing with me. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. This new coat, it just fits me and it keeps me so warm. It's good in the winter and it's good in the storm. My Savior has dressed me in garments so rare. He fills me with glory, his image I bear. Well, I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. There's just something about that that stirs me up.
Bless him. Bless his heart.
It's something that's indescribable.
Yes.
Can't write a song about it. Can't put it into words. Can't do any action that would portray how it truly feels.
Amen.
There's nothing else in this world I feel like that about.
Amen.
It's impossible. You eat your favorite food in this world and you're like, that's good and I love it. 10 minutes later, you don't even think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But God, with his Spirit, gives you something that'll be there all the time.
Amen.
You know, when they came up to the Red Sea and the Word, they stood there and I'm sure they said, there's no way that we can go across here.
Amen.
No way. And a lot of times we all come up to that Red Sea. We don't actually walk up to a Red Sea, but we come up to something and we say, there's no way, God, that I can go through here.
Yes.
And live. There's no way I can go through and walk on dry land. And little did they know that they were running from the trouble that was behind them. And sometimes we'll try to make it our own way and go back the way we came.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to what we know. But let me tell you, The only way we can go is forward. Amen. When the struggles get hard, God will part the Red Sea for you and your life. When things get troubled, He's going to go ahead and move it out to where you can go on through. But the point is to keep God in the picture. Because if we try to do our version of church, it will surely fail. But if we let God be on the scene and take the limits off of Him and let Him do what He wants to, I know that we can be stirred up in a happy people. There is no reason to be miserable. I've been in some churches and felt like I was sitting around in a waiting room waiting for the doctor.
Amen.
You know how you do when you sit around waiting for the doctor? You'll just grab a magazine. You're like, yeah, I wish this would be over with.
Amen.
We do that. Because we're waiting on something to open the door and say, here I am. But you got to get a hold of God.
Yes.
You got to ask Him to be with you in what you do. You have to include Him because He's always there with you. And I started thinking about the story of the prodigal son and that how he went so far off and lost everything he had. And then he came back to where his father was.
Yes.
And he was there waiting. Now, in a physical sense, we can think about that. And his father was there the whole time, but he had to go all the way back.
Yes.
Right? He had to walk all that distance to go through all those days of heat and weather with no place to go other than forward. And by the way, when he got back, it was such a celebration to see him.
Amen.
And I feel like that guy sometimes. There I went so far away from what I knew was good for me. But then I knew where I had to go to get my refuge, to get the food that I needed, the spiritual food. And I tell you, I can be in Johnson City, and I call somebody and say, I need you right now. It would take them 2.5 hours to even get down there and find me. But there is one that I know that where, no matter where I go, He is going to be there with me.
Amen.
Prodigal son had to go all the way back, step by step, to get back to his father, his physical father. But in the spiritual sense, I understand that God is with you every step of the way.
Yes.
And that when you get back to that place where God had called you to go, it'll be a celebration.
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I'm getting married on Saturday. I was so far away from God. And He gave me everything I've ever wanted and more.
Yeah.
And some people can't say that. But He's gave me everything I've ever wanted and more.
Yes.
What I'd lost, I got back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Every penny I ever needed for every bill has been there.
Yes.
Every food that I ever wanted was there on the table. Every time I studied for a test, He was with me.
Yes.
No matter how small it is, He's in the midst of your life.
Amen.
Remember that. He's with you wherever you go. We don't grow away from God. He's not going to be 2.5 hours away.
No.
If you feel like that there's something bothering you and you just don't know where else to go or who to call, He's right there with you in that very moment, wherever you're sitting.
Amen.
It took me a long time to learn that. I thought I grew away from God. I might have to drive myself somewhere to some church to get restored back into my life. But He is there with you wherever you go.
Amen.
And whenever you need Him, you call on Him. Take the limits off of Him. If you need the bills paid, ask Him to do it. Don't let your pride get in the way. If you want somebody saved, get down and get to business. Because in these last days, time is short.
Yes.
And the laborers are few.
Amen.
Do you think anybody ever wants to go in to that waiting room I was talking about and sit down and see everybody else just sitting around? They'll just sit right down too and sit there and keep their mouth shut. But you know, if somebody just starts to talking about something in a room like that, then you kind of want to turn your ear to it. And you're like, I want to hear what that's about. You see, when people that don't know the Lord come in into the midst of us, they're watching our every move. They're watching exactly what we do. And tonight, there was such a wonderful blessing spirit that came about this place. And that's what it's going to take.
Yes.
That's what will draw the hearts. Remember that tonight, that very thing that you felt in your heart that stirred, you need to get that every time you hit the door. Just like you go to your job and you know what you got to do to get paid, you know what you got to do to come in here and get blessed. And we need to bless others.
Amen.
The Lord's really been dealing with me, and I got so down about it, about being selfish with what God's gave me.
Yes.
We go on the road all the time and sing, and I'm so busy I can't take it. But you know, we'll go places and I'll always be thinking about me, me, me. My blessings, my life, everything that I need. and there's people all around me, homeless. Down to their last nickel. And I'll sit there and I'll say, God, I want to obey you because I want you to bless me. It was selfish of me to do that. And God's really been dealing with me about that. About when he calls on us to go into somebody, even though we say, Lord, I can't do that. They're going to be mad at me and tell me no and reject me. And then we'll do our version of it. We'll go to somebody else we know that won't bother them. And we'll say, why don't you come up here and pray? That's my version of doing it. We have to do what God wants us to do. We have to do his version of this. We have to involve him in this. And he's really been working with me about that, about learning to let him have his way all the way. Yes. No matter what it is.
Yes.
No matter if you want to just have a shout here in the testimony section of the service, or whether you want to get down and pray before everybody even shows up.
Yes.
You let God do what he wants to with you.
Yes.
And take the limits off of him, because if we're going to get anybody's attention, they're going to have to see something better than what we've been doing.
Yes.
If I was graded on performance half the time in the house of God and what I did and what I should have done and didn't do, I'd probably get an F. I'd probably fail. And I have to ask God to forgive me.
Yes.
But I want to get to a place where I come in expecting God to bless and knowing that I'm going to do exactly what he wants me to do and have that boldness about myself to do it. And we need that.
Yes.
We don't need to care what people think, and if they're going to tell us no, that's okay. God just wants you to invite them. He doesn't want you to make them come. He just wants you to invite them.
Yes. Amen.
He's really been dealing with me about this, because we go and we see kids drug-ridden homes and have no parents, and they'll show up to these shows that we play, be dressed up in the awfulest thing you ever saw. But you got to look beyond that.
Yes.
You got to let God do what he wants to with it.
Yes.
And I've just been so blessed. I've been so blessed.
Yes.
There is not enough words that I could ever say that could express my gratitude for God and what he's done for me. And people wonder, well, you were quiet for a long time when you first got saved, and then all of a sudden you were different. Well, let me tell you what happened. I got desperate. I wanted God to make me something I'd never been. And I
yes.
wanted him to change me to something that would stand and that would stay there.
Yes.
And ever since I asked that, he has restored unto me the joy of my salvation.
Yes.
And every day I feel like I just got saved. Every day I feel like that he's there with me more and more abundantly.
Yes.
He said he'd be there and never leave us or forsake us.
Right.
And you know, when you go to sleep at night, everybody goes their own ways and goes to their own bed, and you're there alone. But God is still with you.
Yes.
Even if you're all alone by yourself, there might be somebody here that's afraid to even be alone. But God is with you when you're alone in the night. And I just felt like sharing that. I thank God for everything he's done for me. I could be in a much worse place.
Yeah.
I could be in prison, shackled up with no hope in my life, hanging my head low in defeat. But God saw a need for me to be able to come back. Why in the world would I come in here and waste his time with just sitting around and just looking on? There's no reason to do that, because he's done too much for us to sit back and not give our best efforts for him. It doesn't matter how old you are, what gender you are. You let God use you the way he wants to. You let God, if you have a testimony, you do it. If you got a shout, you let him do it. Don't let God. Don't let him. I thank him. I'm just so excited because I know what he's going to do. People want people saved. If you really want it, dig in. Go on a fast if you feel like it. Really dig in, because if we're going to get, if we, you know, we live in a society that expects results. We want to see the outcome of something before we ever do it. You know, if I'm going to do this for you, I want to make sure that I get paid enough, you know. Like work. I want to make sure that I get mine to be sure that I do efficient enough for you. All God wants from us is to be willing to do, however small or however big it is. And remember that, and I'm so glad I'm here tonight. I'm glad to be in the midst of all of you. And I love you all, and you're my family, and you've been there for me. But I know in the times that you've not, God has. And that's what's the most important. If there's anybody here that might be embarrassed to even speak of it, and might be embarrassed to ever talk about it, if you feel like that you've quote-unquote grown away from God, he's right there with you. And all you have to do is call on him to be there with you.
Yeah.
And it'll be just as if he never left you, just like
yes.
that. I thank him tonight.
Yeah.
Go ahead.